Okay, let's just pray before we begin. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, please, that you would speak to us again through your word. Lord, many people make different excuses for not repenting of their sins and coming to you for forgiveness, Lord God, knowing that there is forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask tonight, Lord, as we look at yet another excuse, that you, with your living and active, powerful word, will strip away that excuse for those who hold it dear, and that you would help them to see it doesn't wash with you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, may the living and active, powerful word of God be carried into each of our hearts and minds tonight by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, Keith began, I was saying this earlier, I began our new series, Know Jesus, K-N-O-W, or Know Jesus, N-O-Jesus, what's your excuse? And it is about looking at excuses that people give for not becoming a Christian. Because see anybody who's not a Christian. If they're not a Christian, they have to have an excuse for not being one. It's not we're just imagining these excuses. These are excuses that people make because they willfully choose not to be Christians. And let me prove that, because we're talking here about what is your excuse. An excuse is, according to the Oxford Dictionary, a reason or an explanation given to justify a fault or offense. That's what an excuse is. A reason or explanation given to justify a fault or offense. Therefore, people who make excuses for not becoming a Christian are seeking to justify a fault. They already know that their excuse is wrong. They're using the excuse to try to justify the fault or the offense. And so last week, I started by looking at the excuse, the really common excuse, I don't believe in God. And many of us have heard that many, many times. As you've been out doing door-to-door evangelism or speaking to people about Jesus, whether it's your own family or whatever, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. And we explained last week that to those who offer this excuse, God says, not Taddy Gordon, because I don't want to hide him whenever I leave in this place. It's God who says to those who make this excuse, you're a liar. You're a liar believing your own lies. The truth is, God says in Romans chapter 1 that those who say they don't believe in him actually already knew him. They knew of his existence, but they willfully chose to ignore it or suppress that truth about him for their own lies, because it was better that way. They wanted to live their life their way, do their own thing, and even though they knew deep down that God existed and that one day they would have to give account to God, they suppressed that truth. They pushed down that truth with their own lies, and their greatest lie is, I don't believe in God. In other words, it suits them to say it because that's how they want to live. They think, the Bible says, they think they're wise believing their own lies. But God says they have become fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so if your excuse for not becoming a Christian is, I don't believe in God, God says you're a liar and you're a fool. Okay, the excuses that people give for not becoming a Christian are many. And although our list, and we're only looking over 13 weeks, although our list isn't exhaustive or set out in any particular order, the second excuse that I want to cover is a really common excuse as well, and it's this. When you say to someone, you need Jesus, their excuse is, I'm not a bad person. Have you ever heard that excuse given? I'm not a bad person. Now, if this is your excuse for not becoming a Christian, I have to assume what you mean is this. When you're saying, I'm not a bad person, what you're saying is, I'm actually a good person. Or, I'm not as bad as some other people. Now, I find, don't know about you, I find when I speak about heaven and hell to those who make this excuse, that they actually foolishly believe, because they are not, as they see it, a bad person, that on the day of judgment, God is going to just welcome them in with open arms into his kingdom. So I want you for a moment to imagine the scene, right? It's the day of judgment, and everybody must give account to God. Now, we're only imagining this, but trust me, one day this is going to happen. Every one of us must stand before Almighty God and give account. So imagine the scene. It's the day of judgment, and God asks the person who considers him or herself to be not a bad person. God says, so what did you do about my son Jesus and the revelation of my love for you in sending him to die for your sin? And trembling, the person squeakily answers, I'm not a bad person. Do you honestly believe that God's going to say, you know what, you're right, sure, come on in. Come on into heaven. You're not that bad. Imagine if God decided that he was going to use their very words to condemn them. So God says to the person who says, I'm not a bad person, he says this. You say you're not a bad person, but you consider it okay to call me and my son Jesus liars. Hear that? I'm not a bad person. If God chooses to use those words against you in this way, he will say to you, so you consider yourself not a bad person, but it's all right for you to call me and my son Jesus liars. A man once approached Jesus and said to him, you can read this in Mark chapter 10, but a man once approached Jesus and said to him, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus answered, why do you call me good? No one is good except one, and that is God. Why do you call me good? No one is good except God. Hear it, Mr. and Mrs. I'm not a bad person. Hear what Jesus says. No one is good except God. I think when you listen to the words of Jesus, I think it's safe to say that Jesus includes those who think that they're not a bad person. That no one must include them. No one is good except God. In fact, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 10, we read these words. If we say that we have not sinned, which is the equivalent to saying, I'm not a bad person. Okay? If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar. If we say, I'm not a bad person, I haven't sinned, we're calling God a liar. Now, let me ask you who use this excuse for not becoming a Christian, I'm not a bad person. Let me ask, in light of what Jesus has said about no one is good except God, and what the Apostle John said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar. Do you still consider yourself not a bad person? But let's think about this excuse, I'm not a bad person, in another way, just to make it simple. Take, for example, the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. There was a lot of commandments given, but we'll take these ten in particular. You can read about them in Exodus chapter 20. And these are the Ten Commandments in a nutshell. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. The second, you shall not make for yourself an idol in any form whatsoever. The third, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Five, honor your father and your mother. Six, you shall not murder. Seven, you shall not commit adultery. Eight, you shall not steal. Nine, you shall not lie. And ten, you shall not covet. Seriously, have you, Mr. or Mrs. I'm not a bad person, kept these commandments all your life? Have you loved God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength? No, you're a bad person. Have you never put anything in the place of God in your life? No, you're a bad person. Have you never taken the name of the Lord your God in vain? Oh, for Jesus' sake. Have you always observed his day of worship? Have you honored your parents all your life? Have you ever murdered someone? In fact, Jesus took it further and said, have you ever hated someone in your heart? Have you lusted after another man's wife? Have you lusted after another wife's husband? Or have you watched porn? Have you ever stolen anything whatsoever? Have you ever lied about anything? Have you ever wished that you had something belonging to another person? Can Mr. or Mrs. I'm not a bad person honestly say, in light of that, that they have kept all the commandments of God? If you have broken one of these just once in your life, if you have broken one of these commandments, then God says you are guilty of breaking them all. So let's say it a wee bit differently. Let's pretend Mr. or Mrs. I'm not a bad person is 20 years old and they've only committed one sin. They've only broken one commandment per day. Trust me, that's good. That means in your lifetime so far, at 20 years of age, you've committed 7,300 sins. At 30 years of age, breaking one commandment a day, you have committed 10,950 sins. At 40 years of age, one commandment a day broken, you have committed 14,600 sins. At 50 years of age, you have committed 18,250 sins. At 60 years of age, you have committed 21,900 sins. At 70 years of age, it's 25,500 sins. Are you absolutely certain, Mr. and Mrs., I'm not a bad person, that this is a true reflection of you saying, I'm not a bad person? To get the point across this evening, I have one more example that I want to use. And I hope when I use this that those who believe I'm not a bad person will understand the point that I want to make. I need a volunteer. Who's prepared to volunteer?
Come on.
For the purpose of the podcast, for those who are listening and can't see, I've asked Cyril to be a volunteer, and I'm giving him a bottle of Highland Spring still water. Now you take that sort of, open it up, make sure it's still sealed. Yep. Okay, I need you to take a good drink of it if you can, please. So Cyril's now drinking the water. I need a wee bit more than that now. A wee bit more. Now, Cyril has opened the bottle. The bottle was completely sealed. He's now taken two mouthfuls of the bottle. What was it like? Okay, so it was nice, clean, pure water. Okay. Now, what I want to do now is... No, don't put that lid on. I want to just add a wee bit of this. Okay? This is some of my urine from earlier on. Right? Why do you think I kept it away from that? Now, what I want you to do is take two big mouthfuls of it. Why would you not drink it? You can even see the floaters. So, right. Why would that? Honestly, is my urine, right? So, would you drink that?
No.
Why?
Because it's
my... Well, right, okay, so you're not prepared to drink that bottle that was totally sealed and you've opened it, was pure, and now because there's a wee drop, for goodness sake, of my urine in it, you're not prepared to drink it.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Okay, sit, have a seat. Here's the point. Would anybody now drink this water?
No.
Why? Who said that? It's contaminated. Well, here's the point that I want to make, and you need to listen to the words that I use here carefully, because I'm not being offensive. Those who say, I'm not a bad person, expect God to swallow their pish when He's clearly stated there is no one good. No one who is polluted, who is not polluted by sin, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now I know what you're all laughing at, but you've missed the point. No, I know exactly, but you've missed the point here. So I'm going to say it again. Those who say, I'm not a bad person, listen to the word, expect God to swallow their pish. It's P-I-S-H. When He has clearly said they are contaminated with sin. Saying to God, I'm not a bad person. God ain't going to swallow it. If your excuse for not becoming a Christian is I'm not a bad person, you're talking pish. And God says you are a sinner and you need to be cleansed from your sin. Thanks be to God who loves us and sent Jesus to die to pay the price for our sin. Because now God says if anyone, absolutely anyone, doesn't matter how contaminated you are with sin, anyone who confesses, who agrees with God, yes, I'm contaminated, I am a sinner. Anyone who confesses they are a sinner and humbly comes to God through faith in Jesus seeking forgiveness, God says He will forgive them and cleanse them from their sin. And that includes Mr. and Mrs. I'm not a bad person. Christian, may you always thank the Lord for showing you that you were a sinner in need of salvation. May you always thank the Lord for showing you that you were contaminated by sin. May you ever praise Him for the forgiveness that He gave to you. And may you forever worship Him for pointing you to Jesus, the one who cleanses you from all sin. Even now as a Christian, you still know. Even now as a Christian, you will often sin. But as far as God is concerned, it is dealt with once and for all. But thanks be to God that even when we do sin, even when we contaminate our lives on a daily basis, he tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, maybe tonight you're here or you're watching on Facebook, you're listening to the podcast, and you're not yet a Christian. If you don't know Jesus, K-N-O-W, if you don't know Jesus, what's your excuse? Do you seriously believe the excuse, "I'm not a bad person," will gain you any favor whatsoever with God? God loves you and wants to cleanse you from your sin and save you from its consequences, which is hell. To receive cleansing from sin and everlasting life, you must acknowledge your sin before God. You must repent. That means turn around from it. And you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. "I'm not a bad person" is utter pish. It just won't wash with God. It's just not good enough. And before I finish, let me just explain. Firstly, that's not my urine. You'd be glad to know. And secondly, you hear me using the term pish. That doesn't mean piss. It means pish. It means talking a load of old nonsense. Those who say, "I'm not a bad person," are talking a load of old nonsense. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we want to thank you for your word. We ask Almighty God that you would forgive us when we think we are so good, Lord God, that we can match the standard of Jesus Christ, your Son. Yet your word tells us, "For all have sinned, all are contaminated, and have fallen short of the glory of God." And you've told us, Father, that because we fall short, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you, Father, tonight that whosoever will come to you seeking forgiveness for sin, who will come to you humbly asking you to cleanse them from sin, you will forgive them, you will cleanse them as they come to you through faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone. We ask tonight, Father, that once again, you will have stripped away an excuse that is just nonsense, and help people to see if that is what they're standing upon for the day of judgment, then they're on extremely shaky ground. Father, please have mercy. Extend grace and love to those, Lord God, who make excuses. And help them to see, Lord, their excuses will not stand. The only way they can stand on the day of judgment is upon Christ, the solid rock. May souls be saved tonight as people call upon your name to cleanse them from the contamination of sin in their lives, that they might have everlasting life. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.